I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, chapter 41. No, 43, I'm sorry. Thank you for allowing us to be here with you. Let's see what the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 43. Bible says, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and strengthen the river. There shall not overflow thee with thou, when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall be the flame be kindled upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God and the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, and Ethiopia and Sheba for thee, since thou wast precious in my sight. Thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore, will I give them for thee and people for this, for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee, and I will bring thy seed from the east and gather therefore for
gather thee from.
Let it be from the west." So the main subject for this evening is going to be on the word fear. If you see here, the word repeats itself, fear not, fear not. And I have not done this kind of work, but there are some people that say that fear not appears in the Bible 365 times in different forms. So if that is true, they said that it's one for each day of the year. So God says, fear not. And so only in this book of Isaiah, 14 times appear the word fear not. And so in my reasoning, I can't find out that Jesus or God, our God, doesn't want us to be fearful. Amen. See, about a month ago, I was driving from the border to Monterrey, which is my city where I was born. And I was driving by myself. And about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, my car broke down. The transmission blew up. Couldn't move the car. I was in a part where there was nothing. I mean, there was no house, no lights, no nothing, no restaurants, no nothing. And so I called the insurance company to bring me a tow truck. And so they said, "Yes, we're going to send one, but it's going to cost you money because you're out of the reach." I said, "Okay, no problem, bring it." "Well, it's gonna be about maybe 2.5 hours before you get the tow truck comes to where your place is." And then, you know, I've preached this sermon about 50, 60 times in my life. And it is very good to come here and shout and say, "Hey, fear not, because God says fear not." But when it comes to, you know, your life, and I was down there at the highway by myself. No one came. And then I waited 4 hours. It was 8 o'clock at night. It was pitch dark. I began to feel a little bit fearful, you know. And then 4 years ago, I cut my 2 toes somehow. And one of them got infected. And I didn't cure it. And it got gangrene. And the doctor said, "I'm going to have to cut your feet. I mean, your foot, your left foot. That's why I could not walk, you know, very, very good. But anyway, and I got fearful too. This morning, last night, my wife and I went to Domino's Pizza, and we bought a thin pizza, medium size, like the one my wife likes it. And then we ate it all, the whole thing. The whole thing. And this morning she checked out, you know, her blood sugar, and she was a bit high. And she, you know, said, "We're not going to eat any more of the pizzas." She got scared. I did too, you know. Anyway, who doesn't get fearful? You know, there may be some reasons why we get fearful. And you see, but God says, fear not. And all we do is just, maybe we have a sickness, or maybe we had an accident, or maybe we're going to lose a foot. And we get fearful. Or maybe we have a relative that was getting into drugs, and we don't want that. We're fearful about that. Or maybe we're threatened to be a divorced man or divorced wife, and we get fearful. There are many things that happen that could make us feel fearful. But in this passage, we find maybe four or five times or reasons why we should not be fearful. And the first one is in verse 1. It says, "I have redeemed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine." Amen. The first reason why we should not be fearful is because we belong to God. If he is the one who owns us, he owns us, why we should be fearful? He says, "No, I am with you, and I have redeemed you." He has paid a price so that we can become his children. He saved us. He redeemed us, and we belong to him. I remember when our daughter, oldest daughter, Jessica, she was born. She was born very little. She could be the size of a rat, you know. And my father-in-law came to see us and see the little girl. And he got a helmet. He came on a motorcycle. And he put her into the helmet. And we have a picture of it. I don't know where it is, but... And she was so precious. She was so beautiful. She was mine. She still is. But anyway, when we turn that into God's realm, it's God who owns us. Amen. So I was 8 hours in the highway waiting for a tow truck. And I said, "Well, God knows why. There must be a purpose." See, I'm reading a book about patience. I'm not going to read it anymore. I already got patience, Lord. 8 hours in the highway. God says, "You're mine. You are mine. I call you for your name, by your name." He knows us. He knows what was going on while I was there. He knows that I was going to lose my foot. But I didn't, praise the Lord. God knows best. He owns us. That's the first reason. The second reason why we should not be fearful is that in verse 2 says, "And when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee." The second reason we should not be fearful is that he is with us. Notice that promise. I am with you. Lord, I don't have any money. Lord, I'm suffering from this sickness. I am diabetic. My wife is diabetic too. I guess I just passed it to her. But when you're diabetic, I don't know if some of you are diabetics, but when you're diabetic, anything could kill you. And we are living in a balancing rope. Never know what's going to happen. But God says, if you pass through the waters, I'm going to be with you. I don't know about you, but have you crossed a river swimming across? Have you swim across the river? Actually, I haven't. I don't know if I will do it. But God says he's with me. Even if I swim across a river, he says you will not be drowned. He says here, I'm not saying it. The Bible says, and the Bible is truth. Amen. And whatever the Bible says, we should live by it. He says that he will be with me. Right. And not only that, he says that I go through the furnace, fires. How do you call it?
Fiery
furnace. Fiery furnace. I'm sorry. My English is so mixed up. Fiery furnace. You will not be burned. See, you know, I don't know how many times I have been criticized, brother. Pastors are criticized. Or missionaries or leaders. One day I was leading the singing. I was about maybe 14 years old. I got saved when I was 13. And at 14 years old, they asked me to lead the singing in a church. A big one. 300 people. Anyway, size doesn't matter. All the churches are great and big. But anyway, I was leading the singing, and I knew that you're supposed to move something when you're leading, you know. I saw the pastor, you know, moving his hand and things like that. And so I was leading, you know, Onward Christian Soldiers. That was this hymn. And I was going, Onward Christian Soldiers. And after the meeting was over, everybody from afar off would go like. And you know what I learned? It doesn't matter what you do for Christ. If you move a finger, they will criticize you or me. Whatever we do, we will be criticized. But God says, don't worry. I am with you. You're not going to get burned. And sometimes, you know, when somebody criticizes you, they say, well, my ears are burning. I don't know why. It doesn't matter. What happened? It's not going to happen anything. God knows about it. We're being criticized. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm moving a finger for God, and they criticize me. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter. One of the things I learned is that don't take things personally. If they don't like me, they're going to talk about me, they're going to gossip about me, let them do it. And so, the first reason why we should not be fearful is that we belong to God. And the second one is that he is with us. Number three, verse 3. The Bible says, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. The reason why we should not be fearful is because God saved us. He already have given us salvation. It's the hardest thing to be saved. Yes. On our part, if I want to work out to get my salvation, that I'm never going to get it. Only through Jesus Christ I'll be saved. Only through his grace, only through his mercy. I just recently was reading a book and understood the difference between grace and mercy. Grace is receiving something from God that we don't deserve. And mercy is not receiving something from God that we deserve. See, we're saved by grace, not by works, not by because I come to the church and I do things. I lead the singing with a finger. No. God says, I am your Savior. If he can save us from hell, oh, by the way, I don't know everybody here, but maybe some of you are afraid to go to hell. If you don't have Christ in your heart, you will. But if you receive Christ into your heart, you will go to heaven. See, that's the thing, that we're going to receive Christ because he's going to become our Savior. If he saved us from hell, he could save us from any circumstance in the world. Amen. Lack of money, lack of health, lack of relationships. He is our Savior. So, let's see here. Number 4, verse 4. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee, therefore I will something. Give men for thee. The thing is this. We belong to God. He saved us. And then he says that we are precious unto him. Like I told you a while ago about our daughter. She was so precious when she was born. And there's no words to describe the feeling when you have your first child. God gave us this little angel. Then he gave us two little devils, but anyway. But anyway, it was so good to see her. She was so precious to me and to my wife too. See, when we go to a place and we are threatened by something, God is with you. He already saved you from hell. And he will save you from any circumstances that we suffer. So, the key is this. Establish a relationship with Christ. And then everything is going to be fine. Even though I suffer, even though I'm hurt, even though my food is not working properly, even though every day I inject myself insulin, God is with me. And he saved me. And he loved me. And I am precious to him. That's what God is saying. He's not going to do anything to harm you. He's not going to do anything to be mean to you. God is not mean. We might think he's mean because, oh, poor me. We come to the conclusion that we're victims in this world. No way, we're not victims. And to his side, we are precious. That's what the Bible says. Amen. We are precious. So how about that? Do I know if I die, I'll go to heaven? Do I know God saves me from any circumstances in this world? Am I fearful? What is the counterpart of being fearful? Trust in God. Trust Jesus. Trust in his word. His word is the one that helps us to understand the meaning of belonging to God. The meaning of being loved, of being precious unto the sight of the Lord. Or being with us, helping us crossing the river. Or helping us when somebody criticizes us. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, I don't know if you are here and you are feeling fearful. However, let me show you one passage of scripture and I will finish with this. It's in Psalm chapter 34. Psalm 34. And once again, I'm going to emphasize what the Bible says. Verse 4, 34:4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Repeat after me. Deliver me from all my fears.
Deliver me from all my fears.
What is saying here? Why is the reason that we are afraid? There shouldn't be any reason. Because he loved us. He saved us. He's with us. And he owns us. Praise the Lord. He takes away all my fears. How many? All the fears. Amen. Who says so? The Bible. And then it depends on us. If we want to live by this. Or just being fearful. Trust the Lord with all your heart. And he will give you the desire of your heart. That's what God says. Not me. I don't know if you make an invitation here, brother. You do? Okay. Well, I'm going to give two invitations. One is that if you're not saved and you're afraid to go to hell, the only way is Jesus Christ. You receive Christ into your heart and you'll be saved. And the second is that if you're here, you're Christian, you have been under stress and you have been not knowing where it's going to come, what you need, just trust the Lord. Tell the Lord, Lord, I'm going to trust you with all my might. And I thank you already because you already have given me the answer. Because he's with me. And he is going to give me redemption. He saves me. I'm precious to him. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you, Lord, for this time you've given us to be here together and to see what the Bible says concerning being fearful. We thank you, Lord, because you said, fear not. I ask you, Lord, to let these two words, fear not, come into our hearts so that we live strong. We live an adventurous life for you. We take up the challenge that you give us to preach the word and tell others about Jesus Christ. Forgive our sins, Lord, and make us right. If anybody here is not saved, you know you haven't trusted Jesus Christ to go to heaven. Would you like to receive Christ this evening? Would you raise your hand and we pray for you? But if anybody here is a Christian and is being fearful for these months or years, will you go to God this afternoon and say, God, forgive me. From now on, I'm not going to be fearful. I want to say what your Bible says, fear not. If you want me to pray for you, you want to raise your hand, we could do that too. Okay, Jesus, gracias for this time. And thank you for your word. Pray that you might help us to understand it and also to live by it. Bless the pastor and his family and bless the church and help them to serve you in a better capacity, serve you in a better attitude, doing things for you no matter what people say about us. Because we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.